Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angie, and I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
How you doing? I'm looking to file a claim today. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm looking to file a claim today.
Okay. I'm just getting it together.
Okay, no worries.
May I start out with your social security number?
Say that one more time.
May I start out with your social security number?
112-642338.
Your first and last name?
Mark Anthony, M-A-R-C, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Bynum. Mark Anthony is the first name. Bynum is the last name. B-Y-N-U-M.
And may I please have your date of birth?
10/23/78.
And may I please have your mother's maiden name?
Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M.
And may I please have your driver's license number or your state ID number?
New York State. It's going to be 421-930-273.
And you say it's from New York?
Yes.
Did you work in New York?
No, in Alabama.
Okay, Mr. Bynum, your four-digit PIN number will be 0999.
Okay.
May I please have your race?
My what?
Race.
You said race? R-A-C-E?
Yes.
Okay, African American.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Two-year college.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I please have your home address?
921 47 Clay South. And that's going to be Birmingham.
South
35222.
May I please have the zip code again?
35222.
And is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, I have your home address is 921 47 Place South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35222.
Yes.
And may I please have, what was your job title?
Chef, manager.
What? And may I ask, what kind of manager again?
Chef. I was the chef.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Currently, yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
What was that?
Are you in a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
Any reason why you can't accept full-time work?
Actually, yeah, go right ahead. But yeah, okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
50 hours an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, I'm not working on a commission basis.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October the 1st, 2022 and September 30th of 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, will that be with checking or savings?
Checking account.
Okay, and it has to be a physical bank that you are able to walk into. May I please start out with your routing number?
It has to be a physical bank that you can walk into?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no problem. Hold that up. Are you ready?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
So it's going to be a savings account.
It's going to be savings?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
01, just the wrap up, yeah?
Yes.
021-000-322.
And may I please have the account number?
483-090-626-862.
And may I please have the name of the last of your last employer?
It would be the Fenton.
What was the name of it? I'm sorry.
The Fenton, FENNTC.
Is there another name for it?
The Fenton? No.
And how do you spell it?
FENNE.
You saying F as in Frank?
Yes, F as in Frank.
Okay, E.
N-N, double N as in Nancy. E-C.
And may I please have your start date?
My what?
Your starting date. When did you start this job?
January 17th, 2024.
And may I please have your end date?
March 19th, 2024.
Okay, one moment, because I'm not able to find it, so I'm going to have to reach out to some help. One moment. Is that the name that appears on your pay stub?
Mark Anthony Arbano. Yes.
No, I'm saying your the Fennec. That's what appears on your pay stub?
Yes, the Fennec-Main.
Fennec-Main,
M-A-N.
And you saying that's M-A-N?
Yeah, it's the Fennec. That's the name of the place.
Okay, they just trying to locate it because I can't find this. That's why I asked you, did you work in another state? Because we're not able to find it, but right, she checking.
Want me to give you the address?
I'm waiting to see if she want that.
Okay.
Okay. Now she wants the address.
Okay, it's gonna be 1630 Second Avenue South.
Second Avenue South. Uh-huh.
Birmingham 35233.
see. Okay, Mr. Bynum, do you happen to have their phone number? Mr. Bynum?